and welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and we have the pleasure of having Eldon Taylor, who is here. He's the author of more than 300 books, audio programs, and video programs, and also has his own radio show. Eldon, tell us about how people can find... Welcome, Eldon, and tell us how people can find your radio show.
Oh, well, thank you, CJ. The radio show is Provocative Enlightenment. It's on every Tuesday at HayHouseRadio.com at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I love that title, Provocative Enlightenment.
Well, we try to do that, too, you know. We try to take very serious, down the middle, solid ground look at all of those questions that, you know, that surface today that deal with everything from who am I to is there really such a thing as auras and reincarnation and all of this other what people wrap up as New Age material.
Hmm. And what have you discovered? From your radio show, what have you discovered? Like, where do you stand now, having interviewed all these people, doing all these things that are non-traditional? Where have you stand? Where do you stand on who am I and what am I here on this earth and all these different unconventional things?
Well, first of all, I do believe that there is a spiritual aspect of the human being, and I'm absolutely convinced that there's a life after death. Indeed, on that subject, I interviewed some 22 of the best experts on the planet, including physicists and biologists. And I think the evidence is pretty overwhelming when it gets right down to it. On the other hand, with that said, well, just on that one subject, there were people I interviewed that were baffle gappers. And when somebody told me, hey, an NDE, if you have an NDE, you're going to come back with an IQ over 200, I challenged that. I challenged that simply because we don't have an instrument that will give you an IQ over 200 today. Okay? So, you know, unfortunately, there is nonsense mixed in with a lot of some valuable information. And I say unfortunately because today when you begin to talk about spirituality or a connectedness, it seems like you're either addressing the crowd that already believes that, or you're addressing those that are so totally opposed to even having that discussion that there's no way that you have a conversation with anybody that broadens your horizon anymore. We seem to be very polarized on that subject, and I think the reason we're polarized is there is so much, I hesitate to use this, but flim-flam involved in some of these claims that the conservative world or the brighter, younger students of today, they literally go after it. You know, I happen to have the good fortune that I relate a lot to young people, college people, for that matter, high school. In fact, my oldest son is the Spokane Scholar. I mean, he designated as the student of all the high schools in Spokane where I live. A great honor that just, you know, his
congratulations to the both
about.
Of you. That's great.
Well, thank you. But you know, I can visit with him. He intends to be a physicist and mathematician, and that's what he is studying. My younger son intends to be a physicist. Their cousin just graduated from Cambridge with her degree, PhD in cosmology, a physicist. So I'm surrounded by all these scientists. And when someone, you know, goes out there and misuses a piece of science, grabs a quote out of a piece of science, and then starts extrapolating from it with all this other nonsense, they are poisoned, just poisoned. And there are certain people
I think
that's the great miasma, if you will, of the New Age, that instead of doing the homework, getting your numbers right, there seems to be a motivation that betrays us.
Are you saying the people who are poisoned are your son and niece who are like, well, now you've just lost me because you're taking scientific information and creating nonsense?
They're not poisoned. But what happens is the whole notion of there being a spiritual side of life can be poisoned as a result of that kind of contamination. Mm. So what we end up with, and I don't know if you pay attention to this, but we have an ever-growing division of young people today in our population of what we consider to be theist and non-theist. And mm-hmm. if we break that down to, do you believe in a personal God that's there in your life, we find that bifurcation is even greater and growing. And the reason I think that is taking place is because a lot of this stuff that rolls out today, it just fails to service. It's just nonsense. It's just not true. Sometimes that's in traditional religion. You know, one of the books that I wrote is a book called Mind Programming, and that mm-hmm. book talks about all of the beliefs that, you know, that we acquire as a matter of the world voicing them on us. So this could be the neuromarketers that are intent on selling us a politician or a product, and it could also be, you know, traditional kinds of religion. So, for example, most people are taught that, you know, we have this unique situation around Jesus of Nazareth. He was born from a virgin. He died on the cross. He laid for 3 days, was resurrected. And all of this is unique. And yet, when you look at the literature, you discover it's not unique at all. It went on several hundred years before Jesus of Nazareth. Miracle birth, parthenogenesis, birth by a virgin, resurrection, etc. This part of the Egyptian lore, it's part mm-hmm. of the Persian lore, and you see, when you have an intelligent younger population, and in today's information age, it's a Google minute away, you know. Mm-hmm. And you begin to tell stories that you don't thoroughly understand the mysticism behind or the metaphor, the principle. Instead, you begin to tell the story in some factual way, as though you were discussing the presidency of John F. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. These young people are often put off by that. They find that offensive, and so it's even worse when you have someone who says something like, well, the fractal mathematics of the world prove forgiveness. What?
Oh.
And yet there are all kinds of folks who okay. do that. Or, you right. know, the bosons in the chain, and they don't even know what a boson is. And I have actually interviewed at least one person on my show that was supposedly an expert on physics who threw out all kinds of terms, but when I began to ask her about these terms and their practical, you know, I do know a little bit about physics, she didn't have a clue. She simply mm-hmm. didn't have a clue. And it's the only time I've ever terminated a radio interview. And, you know, and essentially with about 20 minutes to go, I said, okay, well, we appreciate you coming on the show. The book is, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fascinating. I think that it's so hard in this day and age when we're so pressed for time to, like, try to do the digging of the data and making sure that what the person is saying is true, accurate, and scientifically correct or just correct. But I think there's certain things, like you're like the fractal universe. You're kind of like, yes, really? Like, you just don't feel it's right. But not that that's scientific. But,
right.
but still, I think that it all goes back to your book, I believe, right, when what you believe matters. And I think that you have a really good chapter in here, which is like, you know, it's important to figure out what you believe, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't question the media or the authorities that be or various religions that are telling you stories like the one that you're talking about with Jesus that has been told, because we actually traced, we're on a trip, we started in Egypt and then we went to Israel and we just like, wait a second, this is the same story over and over again.
Right.
I get it. You know, so I think that, I mean, that was so, it was so fascinating. But I think that it's up to all of us to not necessarily just believe what other people tell us, but to do the hard work and figuring out what we personally believe in. And that is what I think your book is about. So
absolutely.
Yes, and that's, and I'm all for that because I'm a coach and I really do believe that these things, that your beliefs, as you said in the segment too, they affect your DNA, they affect your physiology, they affect your world reality and your overall happiness. So I'm a firm believer in this book, and we're going to talk more about it when we get back.
And life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know.